Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we are taking on another edition of the Revisited series, where I take a new look at blockbusters gone by, or really popular cult classics, or all those fun stuff. But this week, I am back, fresh off of vacation. I'm super excited to get back into the podcast. Northern Michigan is very beautiful. I feel re-energized. I actually saw a movie on it when I was with the kids. I got to go see Minions, Rise of Gru. I have to write that yet, and I'll have to put that out as well. But I got to thinking about the podcast. It is needed now more than ever for the simple things that everything's really expensive right now. Inflation sucks. Nobody wants to go see a really bad movie because everything's expensive. I get that. But you also don't want to let a really good movie experience pass you by. That's why I love doing the podcast in particular. It's because I can give you the good parts and the bad parts and leave it to make it your own decision from there. Everybody's not going to like everybody else's movies or series. It's all going to be different. But hopefully if you're like-minded like me, you'll like some of the same things. Or maybe you can challenge me on things that I missed in the past. I love that. Hey, I like to see movies and series from somebody else's perspective, or maybe I'm just giving this not a fair shake and I need to go back and look at it again. Call me out. Do whatever you need to. I love that. But this is the third edition of the Revisited series, and this one's off of Independence Day. Good old Jeff Goldblum. Will Smith. Oh, God, he's going to smack me for that. I better not do that. But this is... When did this come out? It came out on 1996. It's currently on Amazon Prime Video, which is what I watched it on. And I believe it's on Hulu as well. A runtime of 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's got a quick casting of Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, and some more I'll talk about here in a second. And the rating is PG-13. I'm surprised it actually was that high. I didn't think it was worth that. So 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go for Independence Day. What's it about? Aliens attack Earth with overwhelming force on July 2nd. But can the Earth rally back? And probably by 2 days, because we have things to do in the United States in 2 days, apparently. Whatever. Why to watch it? The stars alone pack this one. Jeff Goldblum, Will Smith, Bill Pullman. I think Vivica A. Fox is in it. Many more. And at the time, there was nothing like we saw of this movie when it came out. I remember the marketing for this was simply, prior to this, it was just that green ray coming down to hit the White House. And that was like a 6-second clip. And I remember everybody came back. I think it was during the Super Bowl. And when we came to school the next day, and that's all everybody was talking about. It was amazing. I loved it. The banter alone between Goldblum and Smith is amazing and worth a watch alone. What I was amazed by is that the CGI held up. And some scenes were just amazing. The pacing is pretty spot on all the way through. I was surprised that the runtime was 2 hours and 25 minutes because it just flew by. It's packed with wit, it's packed with smart little one-liners, but none of it's overwhelming. Why to skip it? If sci-fi is not your thing, this one isn't going to change your mind. There are a couple of moments you just kind of shake your head in this one and go like, yeah, right. But that's kind of like most movies from the 90s. They all kind of have those moments. And so does Top Gun Maverick. Don't at me. I said what I said. Deal with it. Rating out of 10. I was surprised that this one held up so well, and I was grateful that it did. I was kind of nervous of doing it because this movie is one of my favorites. It's not all the way up there in the favorites, but it's a movie I really, really enjoy. It's still an 8.0 for me. Follow me at OMMR on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only way to truly grow this podcast. So if you've got 1 minute to spare, you can spin it with me as we dodge yet another alien invasion, all in the hopes of wrapping it up by Independence Day, because you know what? The world just revolves around the U.S. Wait, what? You know, it's shameful that people actually believe that. What a terrible way to wrap that episode up. I don't care. Till next week.